It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
All right. Welcome to Money for Lunch. Hey, today I did not invite a guest, primarily because I wanted to work on a couple of things. I wanted to work on my ability to monologue. And second of all, I wanted to tell you about an experience, if you will, that happened to me that might help you out and how it relates to life and business, right? So many years ago, I had a significant fear of heights. And I don't like being fearful. It's not who I am. I don't necessarily, need to be the hero, but I certainly don't want to be limited by, let's say, limiting self-beliefs, right? Or weak thinking or fear. So I was afraid of heights, and going up a tall ladder, really going up any ladder would scare me. Going up tall ladders would really scare me. And, you know, I didn't have a problem getting on a plane or, you know, tall buildings or anything like that. But certain things really freaked me out. And I decided I'm going to jump out of an airplane. I figured if I could jump out of an airplane, then I could easily go up a ladder. And it seems kind of weird to go so high, but sometimes you got to, you know, kill one extreme behavior by having with another one, right? Replacing it. Or one, extreme thought with another extreme thought. So I set out to jump out of an airplane, went and took the class because I wanted to do it on my own. I didn't want a tandem thing. And when you're going through the class, it's kind of interesting. They tell you that 50% of all chutes open up tangled. 50% of all chutes open up tangled. Now, of course, they don't tell you that until like towards the end of the class. I think if they had told you that at the beginning of class, people would have said, I'm out of here. So the, anyway, we finished the class. We're getting ready to jump. The weather changed, so we had to come back the next day. For me, it was the next weekend. And we get out there. They take you up on this plane, and you know the old joke about, you know, who would ever jump out of a perfectly good plane? These are not perfectly good planes. The first time I saw duct tape as part of a plane, the pilot is even wearing a parachute. Not good. Anyway, so we get up there, and it's my turn to jump out of the plane, right? Everybody's, you know, I think the second, maybe the third person to jump out. And when they open that door and that gush of wind comes through, it really kind of makes you pucker up a little bit, right? Every fiber of my being got tense. And then the way they would maneuver you is you would crawl on your butt over to the point where you could put your legs out of the plane. And there's a step there. And then you step on the wheel of the plane and you're holding onto one of the struts. So it's kind of a, you know, you're up in the air and I don't know how high up I'm up. It's extremely high. And you are in this jumping jack type position, holding on for dear life. The guy hits my helmet and says, "You're ready to jump or, you can go." I did not go. I am looking at the ground and it is, you know, what seemed to be thousands of miles up, and I'm sure it was only a mile or two, but it is just blowing me away. You got all this gush of wind. I am freaking out, man. And Then he taps my helmet again, as though he's thinking maybe he didn't, that I didn't hear him. And he goes, go ahead, you're free to jump. And I just, looked at him. I said, yeah, I heard you the first time, but, give me a second. And, then I finally let go. And talk about puckering up. I'm freaking out. And now they give you a one-way talking device. So you can hear them. And what do you call it? It's pretty radical. Anyway, you're free falling. So I pull my chute, and sure enough, it opens tangled. Now, in this point in my life, I'm wearing glasses, and they're fairly thick, and I am blind as a bat without my glasses for the most part, right? Later on in my life, I end up having LASIK surgery, but it grabs my glasses. So I open the chute, it opens tangled, and as it opens tangled, the cords come across my face. They grab the glasses off of my face and snap them in two. And I, needless to say, I'm extremely excited, man. I'm like, yeah. And so they, like I said, in training, they teach you how to get out of the tangled chute thing. And it's real simple. You just bicycle your way out of there. You move your legs as though you're on a bicycle, and it makes you spin, and therefore it untangles the chute. It's pretty easy if you know how. Like a lot of things in life, it's simple if you know how. So the chute finally opens correctly or untangles, and it fills, and you get that tug as it fills with air, and I'm exhilarated, man. I'm a little disappointed. I just lost my glasses, but luckily I'm not so blind where I can't see the target. They're talking to me, and I am like, yeah, baby, this is way cool. And I land softly on the ground, and that little experience changed my life when it came to a lot of things. Because if you are afraid of heights and you get yourself to take this massive step of jumping out of an airplane, then you can overcome anything. And that's the way I looked at it for me. I jumped out of an airplane so I can jump out of my comfort zone, is the way I use that experience. I jumped out of an airplane so I breeze through life. I've jumped out of an airplane so I can overcome this or that. Because stepping on to the wing of that plane and allowing myself to jump or fall out of the plane was significant for me. So the number one thing that keeps all of us stuck in our rut, the thing that hurts us the most, is our fears. And all our fears are custom made. We have created these fears. 99% of them are unjustifiable, right? I don't know where my fear of heights came from, but they, for the most part, were unjustifiable. Maybe something happened to me as a small kid. I don't know. But like a lot of our fears, they don't serve us. I mean, look, if you find yourself in a dark alley and their steps are coming from behind you, that might be a good time to be fearful. But you have a choice there. You can confront or you can run. And sometimes confronting is the best way to handle it, and sometimes running is the best way to handle it. But in that particular scenario, right? However, in life, I think the best scenario is to confront our fears. If you think if you're afraid you might get fired from your job, you go to your boss and say, I'm afraid I'm going to get fired. What's going on? Or what do I need to do so I don't get fired? And the boss is going to tell you, look, you got to do this, you got to do that. Or, you know, heck, you're not going to get fired. What are you talking about? If you think you're going to lose your business because you don't have enough clients, then confront the fear. Look at the reality of it. Why don't you have enough clients? Well, I'm not doing enough prospecting. Why am I not doing enough prospecting? Because I'm afraid of being rejected. Then find somebody who doesn't mind being rejected. Hire them or overcome it yourself. Now, maybe you need both. Maybe you need to hire somebody who doesn't mind being rejected, at the same time can teach you how to deal with it. Either way, you got to take action. You got to confront it. This weekend, I hung out with Arnold Schwarzenegger, Lou Ferrigno, Herschel Walker, Randy Couture, and Franco Colombo. Franco is an old friend of Arnold's. They grew up together here in the U.S. And Franco said to me, champions do what they fear. Champions do what they fear. Think about that. If your child came to you and said, I'm afraid of the dark, are you going to help them overcome that? Or are you going to give them a light the rest of their life, right? Are you going to make them, are you going to make them, what do you call it, weak and scared by providing a light forever? Or are you going to help them overcome their fear? And most people, when I talked to them about this, said, hey, I'm going to help them overcome their fear. And you don't help them overcome their fear by, you know, throwing them in a dark room and turning, you know, and traumatizing them. But there's little ways of doing it. Inch by inch is a cinch. Yard by yard gets really hard. So here's the way I overcome my fear. First of all, I do an analysis. What is it that I'm really afraid of? I'm afraid of being rejected. I'm afraid that people are going to make fun of me, right? I got a book coming out. I'm scared. I'm telling you the truth. I want the book to be a New York Times bestselling book. I want it to do good. I want it to impact on people. But the minute I put the book out there, it's going to be criticized, condemned. People are going to complain about it. It's going to be ridiculed. And that's not even the bad part. The bad part is they may not be sold. I'm hoping to sell hundreds of thousands of copies so I can be a New York Times bestselling author. But what if it doesn't sell? Then I look ridiculous. I would feel embarrassed. So that's what I look at. And then I look at this. What else am I afraid of more than all of that? And I am more afraid of giving into my fear than I am of looking ridiculous and being criticized and that to me motivates me more than the fear does. Does that make sense? So that is one of the ways. So first I'm going to find out what I'm afraid of. Second of all, where does this fear come from? So if I'm afraid of looking ridiculous, it's because I'm giving other people power, right? If you're, things like embarrassment, shame, criticism, you are saying that the opinions of others matter more than your opinions. And one of the things that I have realized, and this is one of the things that I use when I'm concerned what other people may be saying is, well, this is something that God... what would God think about this? And I know if God doesn't care, then who cares what people care about, right? Because the world gets hung up on a lot of stuff. You're too fat, you're too skinny, you're too poor, you're too rich. No matter what you do, somebody's going to criticize you. So ask your God, ask Heavenly Father what he thinks about your activity or about your goal. And if he doesn't care, certainly it doesn't matter. That's just one of my things. So what am I afraid of? Why am I afraid of it? And what's the solution? So the solution and you probably know this, 99% of the time is going to be to do it. Champions do what they fear, and then the fear will disappear. Now, in some cases, you may have to do it more than once. For instance, prospecting, cold calling companies and getting rejected. You know what? I understand being fearful of that. But here's what it comes down to. Do you believe in your product? Do you believe in your product bigger than your fear? Do you believe, you know, do you want to take care of your family and yourself? Is that a greater motivator than the fear is, right? Do you want to let your family down? Use that fear. Do you want to appear to your family as letting them down, as not a good provider? Or do you want to make some phone calls? So again, you got to stack it. You got to stack one fear with the other. I am much more afraid of letting my wife and children down than I will ever be afraid of getting a no from a stranger. And again, I didn't overcome this overnight. Inch by inch is a cinch. So maybe today you're going to pick up the phone call and just make one prospecting call. Just one. And you will realize that, and it's got to be a real prospecting call. You can't leave a voicemail. You can't hang up on a stranger. You got to talk to them. And I'm going to suggest that you get a, you know, you have a little script written out so you know exactly what to say. And I'll even give you a tip. When I cold call, I never ask, how are you doing? The minute you ask, how are you doing, it's a red flag. So if you have the person's name and it's Bob, hey, Bob, this is Bert Martinez. I wanted to talk to you about how I can help you with XYZ. And if you don't know the person's name, so you pick up the phone and you call and you say, hey, who's the person in charge of marketing? Who's the owner of the business? Who's the person, you know, that might buy your product? You got to find out their information. And then, great, can I be connected with, you know, with Cindy? Cindy jumps on the phone. Get right into your pitch. Hey, Cindy, Bert Martinez. Listen, I just wanted to reach out to you and let you know that I could help you with your sales and marketing. I can help you with your fitness. I can help you with your relationship. I can help you with whatever it is you help people with. And seeing where, you know, if you're interested in something like that. Now, of course, I'm just brainstorming, but that's just one of my tips is I seldom ever say, how are you doing? It's an absolute gateway to objections. All right. So what am I afraid of? Why am I afraid? Will God care? Action is the antidote. Right? Now, you may be saying, man, I'm just so terrified of making a phone call. Are you more terrified of making a phone call than you are of filing bankruptcy, of losing your business, of foreclosing on your house? You see where I'm going with that? Use a bigger fear to motivate you past the other fear is ultimately what I'm saying. So I think that's what I'm going to call today's show is using fear to crush fear. Boom. And so here I am typing live on the show, showing off my amazing ability to type. All right. So that's the way I get myself past my fears. You know, when I was dating, I was certainly motivated, man, and I would ask girls out all the time. And I would get rejected probably about 20% of the time. But you get used to it, right? My fear of being alone, my fear of, not finding the love of my life was a greater fear than being rejected. And again, once you go through it a few times, it doesn't bother you anymore. One of the other great things I've learned in life is not to take things personally, even when it is personal. I mean, every now and then, it wouldn't happen very often, but every now and then, some girls would look at me and say, oh, no. Oh, yuck. I mean, it wouldn't happen very often, maybe 1 out of 100. But let me tell you, that stings when somebody rejects you so personally. But you know what? I still didn't take it personally. I figure that's obviously not the girl for me. She doesn't know me. And it's so funny, you know, how life works out. Later on, I met one of those girls who was so mean to me, and circumstances had changed in my life, and she recognized me from being on TV and stuff, and now she was nice to me because she thought she could get something. Needless to say, you know, she did not. And again, I didn't make it a personal thing, but I knew who she was. And anyway, so champions do what they fear. Do what you fear, and the fear would disappear. And that's what that's all there is to it. I mean, look, all fears are custom made. And the other shortcut to your fears, you find somebody who can do it for you, or you find somebody who can coach you through it. But if you're living in fear and it's hurting your business, it's hurting your marriage, it's hurting the relationship with your children, you need to stop it. And you need to handle it today. Make it a goal to use bigger fears to crush the fears that are stopping you. Make a list of what you're more afraid of and get past your fear. I just know that you and I are meant for bigger things, and one of those things is to get past our fears. Mastery over self is ultimately the sweetest prize of all. And as always, I'm grateful for you guys checking me out. I'm grateful for the time that you spend supporting me and listening to my podcast, my radio show, supporting me on iHeartRadio, on iTunes, on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm so grateful for the people who hire me to speak at their companies. I'm having an amazing event coming out in April 28th and 29th. If you want to be a part of that, I have a couple of seats left. There's only 6 people invited and total. And so if you want to be part of that, I have a couple of seats left. But ultimately, I want you to overcome your fears. I want you to remember that you were created to succeed.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch. And check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.